step-by-step approach to improving yourself and your organization, here's Alan Rodway.
Oh, it's good to see Mr. Rodway again with a very loud song from yourcoachonline.com.au. Hello, Al.
How are you, Huff?
Going well. Going well. You did that on purpose, didn't you? You could turn it up really loud again.
I won today and you won last week.
You won.
I think it's 7-1 in my favour, mate.
I have no doubt that you will win this battle and you'll probably win the war as well.
Wasn't that good, that last segment?
Parco's awesome.
Fantastic.
Parco is very, very good.
It was really good listening.
Well, the prostate
to
stuff's big. And one of the stats that he brought out that I didn't know is that this year, more men in Australia will die through prostate cancer than women will through breast cancer.
Yeah.
And yet there is very, very little comparative assistance and funding for that. So just on one type of men's health issue alone, and one of the biggest ones, clearly, there's not a lot of support for it or more enough awareness or enough assistance funding-wise. So it's interesting stuff. And he's doing his best to preach that message and get some more help, which is great.
He's an incredible person.
He's an amazing man.
David Parkin. It's a great segue into what we're going to talk about today, Harf, because we're going to talk about wit.
Oh, well, this is right in my wheelhouse.
I thought that I had to write an article about you.
Right in my wheelhouse. Wit.
Superb wit.
What, using wit for personal success type situations?
Good segue.
Right.
Absolutely.
I could do that.
Yeah.
What do you need to know?
We're going to talk about six forms of wit. Now, this is quite an unusual segment here. We're going to talk about WIT. There's no T in front of it, Huff. We're going to talk about wit. Now, the last segment, seriously, was a very good segue into this.
Right.
Like, just today.
What do you mean, wit?
Well, today, the first wit, and I'm talking about starting your day with this, and if you don't start your day with it, I'd love you to start your week with it.
Mm.
The first wit is what I treasure. Now, that sounds a bit cheesy. Now, I don't normally like acronyms. People sort of like plays on words. I don't really like them, but I've done it today because I think it can work. The first one is what I treasure. Now, just this is the reality of my day today is I've been in contact with someone who has severe vision impairments.
Yep.
I've been in contact today with someone who has recently lost someone very, very dear to them.
Yep.
I've been in contact with a client who has a relative probably struggling health-wise and may or may not get through it.
You've had a pretty crap day, Al.
Yeah. But that's the reality of life. I mean, if you move around a bit, you sort of come into contact with it. So this first wit of what I treasure, whilst it's a very cheesy way of putting it, is my way of suggesting to people that start your day, start your week with the things that really are important. You know, and I mean, before you come into contact with the world, before you come into contact with email, before you come into contact with the media, other people, actually look at, really look at what's true to you in your heart, what's very, very important to you. That's what I treasure before you get sucked into the rest of the world.
Yep.
And the second part to follow that, the second wit is
what's
important today. Because of that, what's important today, and this is why this should be a daily exercise.
And this is in order?
Absolutely, order of
play?
Yeah, because it's got to start with what's important to me. So like, if you go back to what's important to me, I would quite freely say, well, my health is important to me, and probably everyone listening would say, well, yeah, that's pretty obvious. I would say that my
career
is...
Although from Parko's discussion, not many people doing anything about it.
Yes, yeah, yeah, absolutely. And then you ask, well, okay, why? Mm. And he's got lots of reasons in that segment, but there's a lot of others. Yeah. So what's important to you? We would say health. We'd probably say career, if you're involved in one. We'll say family. We'll say friendships. We'll say things like living our values. We'll say truth, whatever. Mm. So what's important? What's what I treasure to me in my life? And secondly, because of that, what's important today? And literally that. So if you're doing this weekly, so what's important this week? And that's so that the behaviours that you engage and the activities that you'll get involved in and that you'll allow yourself to get involved in are true to what your first answer was.
Right.
And it's, you know, we talk all the time about, you know, we spend all our time at work and we don't see our families enough and whatever. And a lot of people are guilty of that, including myself. And you say, how does that work? Well, it sort of works because you just wake up and get stuck into your day and you just get drawn to all of these things. And at the end of the day, if you actually evaluated it, we haven't quite spent the time necessarily on those things that really are the most important things to me. So what do I treasure and what's important today are the first two.
Well, then you break that down to from what's important today and what I treasure and work out how you actually get to that,
absolutely,
how you actually pay attention and focus on that with the next wit, which is what's
it take? What's it take?
What's it take? I like this.
What's it take? It's sort of like a sporty thing, but it's not meant to be. It's sort of, so if you say, well, here's what I treasure, here's what's important today, so what does today take? What's it take for me to be successful today? And that's where the self-discipline, two things kick in for me here. One is the self-discipline,
yep.
And secondly is the self-organisation. They've both got to be very high level now. So it's not much point knowing what's important to me and knowing what's important to me today if I then lack the self-discipline to involve myself in those things and to let my day reflect those things and to organise myself really well to say, well, what's it take? Well, what it takes is very high levels of self-discipline. What's it take? What's it take? And it's a challenging question, but sometimes asking the challenging question makes it a bit easier to live the behaviours because you've just gone there.
We're talking about your wit today on Alan's segment. Of course, yourcoachonline.com.au is the place you can find all this stuff out. And we've got more to come after the break. We're using wit for personal success. What I treasure, that's the big one early. What's important today or this week and what to take. We've broken it down to three. There's three more to come after the break, 13 to 2. Back shortly. A couple of SMSs which we can't read. We're talking about using wit for personal success. There's some words that people put in front of that at the moment which we don't really want to get too deep into. Alan Rodway's with us from yourcoachonline.com.au. What I treasure, that's the first wit. This is the thing you can sort of start your week or day with. Al, what I treasure, what's important today, and what's at take? They're the first three. What's number four?
Number four is also before you start your day or your week is what I trust.
What's that mean?
What I trust. Very important to remind yourself of what are the forums in your life that you trust? Who are the people in your life that you trust? Firstly, to feel good about them, but also to attempt to grow other areas of trust. Trust is gives a human being a very good feeling and allows them to perform better. So trust. It encourages growing other areas of trust, but it also encourages how might you deal with areas of distrust. Can you overcome them? Can you delete them? Do you just ignore them, move away from them, whatever? So it's really important to sort of get a handle on that at the start.
I think there's a bit of fleshing out to do with trust. We might have to do something about that one day. Just focus on trust and distrust and management of that and
massive
dealing
area.
With that.
Massive, that sounds interesting. Massive area in business. Massive. I wouldn't go one day in my corporate career with clients where I'm not in a room where you can see the level of trust is not where we would actually like it to be, and you can then see pockets of that business not performing because of that. And of course, the difficulty of that is who's actually going to put their hand up and say, well, I don't trust this situation or I don't trust you,
yep.
You know, as if they're going to do that. So how do you then deal with it? Because it's this silent barrier to real success and teamwork. It's a massive issue, massive. So this is sort of saying as an individual, partly make your start of a day or a week, what do you trust, what don't you trust, how might you improve the forums that you're moving in and the people you're moving with, what might you do about it?
A little bit of homework for you on that one, I reckon we could do a segment on that. What about the end of the day, what's involved?
Two things, what I tried.
Yep.
What I tried.
Good, like that.
And the Aussie thing and the SEN thing is like have a crack.
Yep.
Have a crack. The Aussie thing, have a go. So what is it at the end of your day or your week that you tried? What did you really have a go at? And it's a bit of a test to say, well, you know, if you can't really come up with something, well, I'm not sure you're going to be too successful in changing much about your life or your business or your sporting or any whatever it is. And the last part of it is what I taught.
That's an interesting one.
What is it that you taught? You're listening to David Parker, and one of the things that you and I are talking just off air that we love about him is he's just an amazing teacher. Like what he knows and what he's experienced in life and his passion. So he's a fantastic teacher. Not sure he means to be, but he just is. So imagine what he could come up with at the end of one day of what he taught people and the influence that he had on people's lives. So a test for us and for us common people, you know, what did I teach today? What did I share with someone? What impact might I have made to someone's life? And through that comes some encouragement to even do it a bit better tomorrow or next week.
There is something tremendously satisfying about teaching something and having it sink in and be applied.
Yep.
Really enriching as the giver, as the teacher, to see the response you get when it's been taken on board and acted upon.
Yep.
There's something tremendously enriching about
Massive.
That.
Massive. You take our roles as parents, and I might have mentioned this on air before, but many, many years ago I had a psychologist address a group of salespeople, which might seem a silly thing to do, but trying to sort of get into their heads. And I'll never forget this, but this psychologist stood up and said to a group of very successful salespeople, and he was talking about parenting, but he was also talking about influencing people. But he used the parenting example, and he said, as a parent, never worry what you say to your kids. Never worry about it. Don't worry if you yell at them. Don't worry if you say the wrong thing. Never worry about what you say to your kids. But worry like buggery what they see you do. So there's a test of what you teach today. And it might not have even been what you meant to teach, but what did you teach today?
Right,
why are you grinning, Daniel?
There's a few things going on at home that probably shouldn't have gone on. Anyway, I'll teach a new lesson when I get home tonight. We'll just fix it up.